What does it say? For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Don't act like it's the first time you've heard this song. You've never heard this song before? Have you heard this song before? Well, let me have the honor of singing a solo. Stephen Schultz, have you heard this song before? Right. Here we go. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. And he's singing, for thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, O Lord. Maybe it's God. Is it? Whatever. Is it God? I'm trying to get there. But have you heard that song now? I think you've played it on your flute. Right, she doesn't pay attention. Right, we need to have substitute flutist. Is that what Grant called it? Substitute flutist. But the Lord is high, and we exalt him. You see, understand this. We can't lift the Lord up any higher than he is. When it says we exalt him in our minds, in our hearts, in our voices, we say, look at the exalted King. Look to him. He's the one and the only one that can change your life. He's the only reason to live. Then look at verse 10. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. Now, I made it this way, that we are commanded to hate evil. Now, you can read it this way, ye that love the Lord, hate evil, as though if you love the Lord, an automatic result of loving the Lord is hating evil. I think that could be the case. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. I think we are to hate evil. Not the people that do the evil, but hate the evil. Hate the sin. You know, Christian, why do we sin? Because we think fondly of it. We think well of it. You catch yourself, oh God, may I not think fondly of it. You know, don't go back and think on the sin that you've committed years ago. Say, oh God, take that from my mind. I believe he will. God has erased things from my mind so much at times that I thought, I don't know what other word to come up with. I was going to say, because I don't mean demeaning to people that are. I was going to say, okay, I won't say it then. I thought, what's a better word? I thought, I'm mentally impaired now. I'll just say it that way. Brother Lee, have you ever asked the Lord to erase things from your mind? And he does. I'm glad he has precision. Sometimes I think he swept a little bit too far on my mind. I'm like, oh. People go, do you remember this? I go, I don't remember that at all. I know I'm supposed to. Let me tell you, if you're struggling with thoughts of just where you're thinking well of bad things from the past, ask God to take that from your mind, ask him to remove it from your mind, and I'm telling you, I would stay on that until he does. He will do that. And so, we either commanded to hate evil, or when we truly love the Lord, we will hate evil. One of those two. It's so good. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. There's no place for sin in the life of a Christian. Sin, Johnny, I think you and I were talking just yesterday, right? See if you remember. There's a quiz. All right? Who is it worse for? I'm terrible at asking questions. Let me see. Okay, Johnny, let me see this. All right, so let me see. I'll try to ask this question. Johnny, when someone sins, is it worse for the lost person to sin, or is it worse for a saved person to sin? It's worse for the believer, right? Am I in danger of damnation, Steve? I'm not. Once I've been forgiven, I'm not. But understand this. When God saved me, he gave me all the ability to do what's right. He gave me understanding of, of the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave me understanding of righteousness and goodness and holiness, and I ought to hate sin. That's what the Bible says. Ye that love the Lord, hate sin. Maybe that's an outcome. Maybe it's a command. But I want you to see two other things. These are great. He preserveth the souls of his saints. This is one of the great errors of the day. I meet people all the time. They think they can lose their salvation. Now, if you have a flippant spirit about that, but it's this. You know why I'm going to stay saved? Why am I going to stay saved? Zach, you looked like you wanted to participate. Lauren was pointing your way and said, it's about time. She had her hand raised, but I thought, I'm going to ask her, man. Not today, Lauren. Why do I stay saved? It is. He preserves me. Right? When he saved me, I was put in his hand, and he said, no man will pluck you out of my hand. My security is in Christ. My security, I'm going to make this statement. You might question me. My security is not in my faith. My security is that my faith, Jesus saved me, and then he takes over, and he'll preserve me. You see, it's a great blessing. I am not worried about stumbling and sinning and being damned. But if you have a spirit that says, oh, because I'm preserved, I can do whatever I want, that should concern you. True believers want to honor the Savior. But I will tell you this, true believers, we've been preserved. Now look at this also in verse 10. He says, ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. We are commanded to hate evil, we are preserved, and we are delivered. Now, it doesn't mean that Christians won't suffer. Christians suffer today all over the world. But he says this, he delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Ultimate delivery will be eternity with him. I want you to understand this. I've thought about these things before. I've thought, what would I do? I was talking to Mark Coffey the other day, and Josh Sullivan happened to be over there, so I saw Josh on the video screen. And so it got me thinking that afternoon. I thought, what would I have done if I was Josh Sullivan? Probably wept and cried and begged for my life. But I hope I have my trust in the Lord that says, I'm going to try to avoid pain. I don't think that's wrong. I'm going to try to avoid trouble. I don't think that's wrong. But I know this. He will deliver me out of the hand of the wicked. If that's through death, then let him deliver me out of the hand of the wicked through death. If that's through the rescue like Josh Sullivan had over in South Africa, then let it be through that rescue. I want to tell you this. We can have this confidence. I am preserved, and he will deliver me. If we really believe that, it'll take away a lot of fear, right? I love verse 11. I've only got three more thoughts. Verse 11.